Time for our weekly segment with Mickey Spagnuolo, DallasCowboys.com. Brought to you by Centex Rehabilitation and Miller Lite.
Mickey Spagnuolo normally with us on Thursdays. Yesterday we had so much before the Baylor pregame show. And we do have, Paul, we do need to get to this breaking news on former Baylor football player Logan Compton and a tragic situation involving an accident in June that he was a part of. And now has been charged and arrested.
Yeah, he's been charged with manslaughter stemming from a fatal traffic crash in June in Falls County. He was driving north on Highway 6 during a heavy rain when he lost control of his Dodge pickup, which slid off the roadway into the grassy median before crashing into the southbound car in which Hermeline Haney, who's 30 years old, and Jeremiah Haney, 37, were riding. And Hermeline Haney, the driver, died at the scene. He's been served a warrant charging him with manslaughter. He's not been on the roster since September 7th, actually. And so that's what's going on there. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's a horrible situation. And we'll watch that, of course, as it continues as well. We're now joined by Mickey Spagnuolo. Mickey, are the Giants any different with Daniel Jones than they were with Eli Manning other than many, many years of experience?
Well, I think maybe the difference is, David, that not only is Daniel Jones the quarterback, but now from when the Cowboys played him in the season opener, Golden Tate's on the field. And my understanding is this is the first time Saquon Barkley, Ingram, Golden Tate, and Shepard will all be in a game at the same time. So he's got a few more weapons than what was going on with Eli Manning at the beginning of the year. And, you know, they've been putting up some points on the last game. They scored 26, four touchdown passes, 322 yards throwing. So it seems like, you know, they have the ability to sling the ball around a little bit more. I think the difference is their defense, not really all that good. I noticed something, and I had to refigure it, that they were giving up 27 points a game. They held the Redskins to 3, so in the other 7 games, they're giving up 30 points a game. So I think that's more of their problem than what's been taking place offensively.
Yeah, Mickey, we were talking about this earlier, and with, you know, the Giants' offense is going to be, you know, fairly a lot, like you said, different, but the defense, the matchups that they just could not get over, Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup and Zeke Elliott, who is on, you know, just a limited load, those things are still there for the Cowboys.
Yeah, and, you know, and I know they made the one change. They traded for Leonard Williams but he hadn't been all that here this season, and so I don't know how much that helps their pass rush, but I thought the Cowboys, you know, from an offensive standpoint, they created a lot of mismatches in that game with the Giants linebackers, which is kind of, I think, blasphemous to say, because we've always known the Giants, they have all these great linebackers lining up, and they really haven't had that, and other than Marcus Golden, they really don't have much of a pass rush either. So, yeah, defensively, the Cowboys should be able to score points. Now it's a matter of, you know, not doing anything silly on defense and give up a 92-yard touchdown pass like the last time they were in MetLife Stadium.
Mickey Spagnuolo with us on ESPN Central Texas. Obviously, the week off. Not the bye week, because that almost, like, is it a tournament you advance, but it's a bye week, I guess you could say. Lots of the bumps and bruises healed. Amari Cooper healthier than perhaps ever. And even someone like Zeke that doesn't take hits over a weekend for once. He doesn't take that 30 hits in a game, or Dak or whatever. How much do you think that refreshes the motor?
Oh, I think it refreshes it a lot. And, you know, while they had guys that came back and played in that game against the Eagles after missing games or didn't finish games previously, but they still played through stuff. So I would think, you know, the guys like Tyron Smith and Lael Collins, Randall Cobb, those guys should be better heading into this game. And if you remember, they didn't finish the game against the Eagles with Robert Quinn and Blayton Vander Esch. Now, I think Quinn will be okay to go. Vander Esch is still, they've got him listed as limited. I'll be interesting to see what they list him for the game. I'm going to think that they're going to list him questionable, but it's somewhat questionable because my understanding is he hadn't done all that much in practice. So that one's got to improve. The big injury that, you know, and you guys can judge how big it is, but their swing tackle, Cameron Fleming, he hasn't practiced all week, and it doesn't look like he's going to be available for the next couple weeks with the calf strain he suffered in that Thursday practice before they took the bye break. And, gosh, my understanding was that it happened like he was holding one of the blocking pads, and, you know, he was just kind of sitting there for somebody else to hit it, and he stepped back and strained his calf muscle. So, you know, without him, you know, you're looking at Brandon Knight as the backup swing tackle, and I don't know how that makes everybody feel, since this is a rookie free agent, and he barely made the roster, and then he got forced into playing, did better than I think everybody thought, but it was at right tackle. I don't know about left tackle. So that's somewhat problematic. And from the Giants' standpoint, you know, they've only listed three guys on their injury report, and all of them are full, so full practice. So, yeah, we'll see how this goes tomorrow. One more day of practice, and we'll see where everybody's at.
Mickey, are you ready for what's going to be about another 18 months of Cowboy fans asking you, why don't the Cowboys just buck up and trade for Jamal Adams?
Well, they would if it didn't cost as much. You know, that's like you ask me, well, Mickey, why don't you go trade your car in for a vet? You know, well, I can't afford it. And from what the asking price was for the Jets, which made me believe they really didn't want to trade him, then, at some point you have to be reasonable. You know, it was like the Earl Thomas thing. You know, why did you trade for him? Well, because Earl Thomas wanted $14 million a year, and that wasn't going to happen. Not for a safety. And so, again, if the reports are accurate, and sounds like they might be, if the Jets were asking for a first and 2 seconds, seriously, for a strong safety, who's basically a box safety, you know, he's not Darren Woodson. You can't put him in the slot and say, okay, well, you can play the run, but you could also cover Jerry Rice. You know, that ain't him. So, yeah, if the price was right, go ahead and do it. And still, me, I'm a hesitant to keep giving up my first-round draft choice, and because you don't know what's going to happen over the next 9 weeks. And you may suffer an injury that next year you say, gosh, I wish I had that first-round draft choice because I got an important position to fill, and I can't do it with a first because I have already traded it away.
Yeah, I just, you know, it was the Amari Cooper trade has obviously been incredibly beneficial. Absolutely. We also don't know who they would have drafted instead of what they got, but nobody would have had the impact that the Cooper had, not only for last year, but this upcoming for the year going on right now. But you can go to that well so many times. Like the Astros have been built on the draft, but also on very incredible personnel decisions and free agency or whatever. And it worked. But even then, they had as powerful a lineup as you could possibly ever think of, right? And an incredibly stacked pitching staff. But that doesn't mean you always win, although they did 107 games and got to the World Series. I think sometimes you just can't have all-stars at every position.
Can't have a steak on every plate, right? It's a salary cap thing, too. But look at it this way, and, you know, maybe my thinking is messed up. Amari Cooper, his impact on this team was highly significant. And as a wide receiver, you can make a highly significant impact. A team goes from 3-4 the first 7 games to 7-2 the next 9 games because they were desperate for a wide receiver. Well, do you think a strong safety will cause the Cowboys now at 4-3 to go 7-2? That'll be the main reason? I have a hard time believing that.
You know, sometimes when they go after, I've used this, Mickey, and you love baseball. You're a Sox fan, White Sox fan, but you go get a pitcher at the trade deadline, and I don't care who it is. Paul, it's not about what he does the rest of the year. It's what he does in the postseason, which is what they got Greinke for, and he pitched well in Game 7. The difference between what you did on the stretch is one guy might have gone 6-2 without him, but you go 7-1 with him. Was it worth what you traded for that one win over the regular season? No, but it's what he can do in the postseason. I don't think it works like that in football because there's not a best of three or whatever.
Yeah, and you know that, you know, football is the greatest team sport around, right? You got to have 22 guys, you know, three more special team guys, 25 guys to make this whole thing work. And that's if you don't suffer any injuries. And when you're trying to re-sign the guys you have, now I know that, you know, his contract would have been favorable for the rest of this year, next year, and then you would have had that fifth-year option on him. That would be fine. But again, how much does it cost compared to how big of an impact can he really have? You know, it's nice to have a player like that. Boy, if I only had to give up a second-round draft choice, sure, let me have that guy. But the Jets, I just convinced the Jets didn't want to trade him. I think they were fishing and saying, okay, let's see if anybody just wants him so bad that they'll give us the moon. You know, and that wasn't the case. The Cowboys drew a line in the sand, and, well, they should have.
Thanks, Mickey. Have fun in the MetLife and up in the good old Big Apple area. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. See you, guys.
That's Mickey Spagnuolo, DallasCowboys.com.